It was Friday night, and I was tired and stressed about having to get new tires before our family went to the mountains for the weekend. Walking into the store, I was delighted to see a man come over immediately to help me. George recommended that I get a different brand of radials than I usually buy. When I asked him a question about the tires he recommended, he said, "You don't need to know that." Each time I asked him a question, he repeated, "You don't need to know that." I was furious, but I didn't have time to go to another store. Have you ever been in a perfectly good mood, and then someone at work or at home, or even while you're out shopping like I was, makes one comment and your whole mood shifts? That mood shift may last a few minutes, or it may last all day. It could even damage your relationship with someone over an extended period of time. I believe millions of us experience, again and again, the frustration of being dismissed, negated, or treated rudely, of walking away without resolution. This story had a different ending. After fuming for a while, I decided I'd better practice what I teach. I asked George, "Do you believe that I don't need to know about the tires I'm buying?" He squinted at me, backed up a step or two, and then said, "Oh, no. It's just that when I taught mechanics at the local community college, my students never respected my knowledge." Why was George telling me about his teaching career? I think he was telling me that he thought that I, like his students, wasn't respecting his knowledge. As I left, he followed me down the sidewalk, handing me his card, shaking my hand, saying, "Please, please, come back if you ever need tires again." I don't believe that I have to know someone forever to feel caring or even love for that person. I think it can happen anytime someone, even a stranger, opens his heart.